Here is today's saints, stories of Christianity's greatest men and women. Saint Scholastica. Certainly no better illustration of a life completely unified by loving purpose can be found than that of Saint Scholastica. It all began on a day many centuries ago, a day such as we have known, a soft day when summer was first new upon the land. The pale leaves upon the trees were starting forth upon the yet unbending branches. The grass had a freshness in its green, as the freshness of the blue in the sky, the cool of a mountain stream. The clear breezes from the south lingered in the small village. A slight pale girl walked down the dusty pathway toward the road that would lead her to a city many miles away. And when she did arrive, she worked endlessly for the fee, the meager fee, that would allow her to enter the great university. The girl was Scholastica. Her parents were poor, but pious. The humble wage she saved, and she felt no humiliation in scrubbing floors and washing clothes, saving toward the day when she would enter the school and the religious world. At last, with humility and thanksgiving, she entered into the school. And with a sense of increasing power and glory, she began to study Holy Scripture, to cherish its knowledge. And she became a sister of love. And on a special day, years later, the feeling within her glorious yet sorrowful, she left the world of God and ventured into the world of men, where she prayed and preached and taught. She journeyed about the land and was honored by all. Through skill and determination, she transformed wicked people into righteous people, a people who lived happily in the faith of God. She established schools and convents and hospitals. With reverence and inspiration, this simple girl soon became known throughout the world for her valiant and earnest attempt at salvation. Saint Scholastica, a courageous woman with a devout faith, today's saint. You have been listening to the ageless, inspirational stories of Christianity's greatest men and women, today's saints.